Bright Victory was another film. You were really busy in 1951.
I was.
As I count here, there's one, two, three, four, five. This is the fifth one in 51. Mm-hmm. It's almost hard to believe that you could pull that kind of work off in a year.
I can't imagine. That's right. I had no idea they were all dated like that, but Victory, it was a busy time.
Arthur Kennedy, Julie Adams, John Hudson, James Edwards.
Right. That was a very interesting movie. We were sent up to Philadelphia to the hospital that took wounded soldiers who had become blind or lost part of their sight. And they would train them to go back out into the world, and not with dogs, interestingly enough, but on their own. And this whole town was mapped out, and each person who had lost their eyes had to memorize how the town worked and what you listen for to be able to cross a street or go anywhere. They could do almost anything. It was absolutely miraculous. A blind person can absolutely run up and stop maybe a foot before a solid brick wall. Their senses are such that just because of heat and different sensory things in your skin even are just so alert to all that. It was fascinating. We would go out and play golf with some of them. You could ring a little bell over the golf hole, you know, or whatever, make a little noise, and they all bowled. You couldn't believe the things they were able to do.
You began to experience, because this was about this blinded war veteran, and he had to adjust to civilian life.
And it was a true story. He became a lawyer and won several cases just because he could sense from the people if they were fibbing or lying to them or not, and what happened. It was really fascinating.
And he had to learn to tone down his racial prejudices, I think.
Yes,
isn't
he
that
did.
True?
That's exactly right.
And then you played the woman who loved him, Arthur Kennedy.
Right, and he was going to go home and marry another girl, his childhood sweetheart. And her father was very much against it, and so she turned him down. So I got him.
Jumping back now to 1950, because then there was a film that really became famous, and that was Harvey.
Right.
And, of course, starred James Stewart. Talk to us about that experience.
It was really an interesting experience because I was not going to do it. I had a role of an Indian princess that was in a movie that was starring Van Heflin. He was a very famous actor at the time. And, oh, I could not wait for it. I wanted, you know, and as they do things, here I am, a Nordic Caucasian type. I was going to get a black wig and brown contact lens, and I was to be the Indian princess in the part. Well, I just thought that was wonderful. I was learning to ride a horse and do all kinds of wonderful things, you know, and I was thrilled. Walt came out to visit me that weekend, and he had met my agent, and they had become fast friends. And I wasn't too pleased about that, but anyway, they corresponded and talked on the phone, evidently, and he kind of kept up with me, and I didn't like it one bit, but evidently it worked out all right for him anyway. So there I was, sort of talking over this part with the makeup man, and in walks Walt and my agent, and the agent comes over and says, "Peggy, you won't believe it. It's wonderful. You have a role in the movie Harvey, and it's the nurse, Ellen Kelly." And I said, "That's no part. What do you mean? I am going to be an Indian princess." They said, "You've got to be nuts." He said, "Don't you realize that people will be watching Harvey with Jimmy Stewart 50 years from today?" And so they talked me into it. But I never wanted to do it.
So Jimmy Stewart had already established himself as a major star.
And he had already promised to be in the movie, and they had signed him up. He signed up to be in it, so it was a done deal for him.